I very much took the job on its potential rather than what it was, because the cardiac department at the Hackney was originally in the front of the hospital, next to casualty. So you've got all the heavy lorries and things going past. And we had one ECG technician who wasn't very well trained, an ancient ECG machine. And I had to build up from there. And I eventually found there was a laundry thing, I think. It was quite a large building that had been promised to the photographer to set up his photographic studios. And I went to the hospital secretary or management and said, I need a cardiac department more than this chap needs a studio. And he said, well, draw up your plans for how you would convert the building and I'll see what I can do. So he gave me 3 days to produce the plans and spent quite a bit of money putting in cubicles and examination rooms and things. And I got a cardiac department which was next to the chapel. So the only problem with it was that somebody set light to the chapel. It just shows you how these things happen. There was an Indian woman whose husband had died and she committed sati. She went to the chapel, locked and bolted the doors and made a pile of the prayer books and things and set them on fire and died. And people couldn't get in because she'd locked the doors and not in time to save her. And the psychiatrist said that it wasn't. It was all. They more or less poo-pooed my suggestion that it was sati that she was doing. But the fire brigade squirted water all over the cardiac department and things because it was next door. So it was an interesting situation.